All right, we're here at the Courtyard Theatre in Hoxton, and a very delightful theatre. Now, John, do you enjoy a good fright?
Yeah, like I said, this ought to be an audio boo!
I hope that was sound checked. Right. Otherwise, we're just deafened. My mother, who's the only person that listens to this.
That's right. It was a collection of four playlets, two either side of the interval, combination of sort of psychological dramas and genuine horror.
Freaky gore.
Genuine freaky, gory horror. And in fact, the last one was probably my favourite. Even though it does rather prove that you should never let a blind woman in charge of a lathe.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Although we weren't quite sure what they were doing for the war.
I think it was some kind of munitions work, yes. But why three blind women would be making ickle-ockles for the war, I'm not really sure.
In a terrorist house, too, it looked like.
Yeah, it did.
Although that was the same set for the whole show.
I think it was good because it was the only one of the four that didn't feature something in a bed.
Yes.
But talking of something in a bed, I rather liked the interactive video one of the young man with his psycho girlfriend talking to what should be his real girlfriend who's working away in Russia. That was a nice setup. I really enjoyed that.
Yes, it was nice to see him handcuffed to the bed. It's a telling tale of not to get too saucy these days.
Indeed, yes. I just want to know how they got hold of my diary.
Yes. On that note, before we keep laughing at our own jokes, I think we'll recommend it. But I think it's finishing shortly, so if you haven't seen it, go see it.
Yes, 27th of November it finishes at the Courtyard Theatre, Bowling Green Walk, just off Hoxton Square, really.
Yeah. Ask your cab driver for directions.